Okay. All right. Hi, Dove here. I'm gratefully recovering addict, and I am here to do a job to guard your eyes. With God's help, it'll be useful. And Elohai. Netzor l'shani mira, usosayim midaber mermo, v'mkala lay nafshi sedam, v'nafshi kim'ofa l'kol tehiya. Sachu di b'sar sachu, v'mitzvah sachu di gaf nafshi b'chol ha'komim, v'chosh imalai l'or me'er, v'era tosam kal kel me'chashav tam. Okay. Yesterday or the day before, I ended with the third step prayer, which helps me more than Musa Sfarim and Tefillos from the Siddur and everything else put together. Baruch Hashem for that. I'm a Yid, and Baruch Hashem, the third step prayer helps me more than all that other stuff, because it's Derech Eretz, and I can't start high. I have to start low. If I don't start low, I'm not keeping my life simple and just honest. And honest for me is very simple, you know. I have to start where it's real. The Baal Shem Tov says that everybody can serve Hashem from where he is. The Maggid said you can only serve Hashem from where you are. That's the distin that distinction is so precious. So precious. Anyhow, so I want to start off with a drusha. It's a drusha on Shovavim. Some of the things I'm going to say, Bezras Hashem, are based on Kabbalah Inyanim. Some of them are not. I apologize for those who come into this thing late. If you miss the Hakdamas, you know, and you miss certain things, that the whole thing's probably not going to make much sense. But that's the best I can do. I can't announce through the whole thing that if you don't understand this, you need to go back to the beginning of the talk. Okay. So we know that there's an inyan of shovavim. What's this inyan of shovavim? There's a minhag of shovavim. If I ask all of you guys and gals, whoever's on the phone, to explain what shovavim's about. A lot of people are curious about it, and read things that talk about it, but it's hard to put our finger on what the inyan of Shovavim is, without understanding where it comes from. The earliest sources that talk about it are based on the teachings of the Ari, and not before, as far as I'm aware. The Shlach HaKadosh is the first. He's born around 1560, something like that, 1558, 1560, and he lived to around 80 years old. Was the Rav, I think, in Posen, Krakow, or whatever it was, and then he got really old, and his wife died, and he started feeling like, what do I need Poland for? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and he was already an old man. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he became huge there. And on his way, and in Eretz Yisrael, he started to write for his son, really, Shechtel Sefer. And when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he had it finished, basically, and he sent it to his son Shechtel back in Poland. And this is the Sefer known as the Shlach HaKadosh, Toldos Adam, and Hakdamas Toldos Adam, and then, you know, the Shlach on. You know, I think it's 10 Masechtas. He did everything. He tried to do everything in sets of 10, and things based on like the Sefer Torah. He has a Sefer Vavei HaAmudim, and he has Shara Osius, and he has Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Ikar of it, all thing is Hakdamas Toldos Adam, as far as I'm aware, and then his son Shechtel put in lots of Hagos in it, which are printed in a very beautiful edition of the Shlo, which is in four volumes. Put out by Machon Yad Ramah in maybe, I don't know, Eretz Yisrael somewhere. And good people, Einik Lechav Ramah and stuff. So, you know, Eina Kalaina Kalach, whatever it is. So, and the Shlach introduces this idea in a very interesting way. He connects the idea of Shogavim. Well, let me just read it to you, okay? Hineni Kolel. First, he starts off Torah Shebichsav, Parshas Shmos, right in the beginning of Shmos. He calls all the Parshias, including Truma Tetzav, and he calls them Shovavim Tat, and that's what's written on the top of the page in that one single unit of explaining, of darshaning on Shmos Ve'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisra, Mishpatim, Truma Tetzav. Okay? And he writes, Hineni Kolel, Kol HaParshias Eilu V'Sug Echad. I'm putting all these parshias, these eight parshias, is it, all together. Yan, because ki neshech shaychi lehadari, because they're related to each other. Bishnasa ibur, in a year which is pregnant, meaning a year that has an adar sheni added to it. Okay, so it's a fuller year. Shederek Yisrael his ora b'hem b'darkei teshuva b'yeser seis, because it's the way of Jewish people to wake up on those months, the Darkei Teshuva, in the ways of Teshuva, the paths of Teshuva, b'yeser se'es, with more, you know, power, more strongly, you know, a greater measure. Kamuzker b'divrei hakadmonim ha'achronim, like it says in the earlier works. Okay, so. The earlier works that are brought are the Maharash, the Rav of the Maharil, who is like the big giant early posek in early Germany, and early, you know, Ashkenaz. B'chein muvah b'sefer min hagamer of Isaac mitirna, at the end of Hilchos Purim and other min hagim, and he brings a few other sources. The Yad Ramah brings on the bottom, but basically it really is explained nicely in Shaar Ruach HaKodesh of the Arizal, Tikkun Chav Zayin. Fine. Also, he says, look in Mishnah Chasidim, in Teves Shvat, and he brings a source from the Chidah. If people are interested, Tzipor and Shamir, Semen Vav, Ost Tzadi Ches. Fine. But then he explains his way. He says, in the year that there's a that's an Uber, Iber Yor, as we call it, where you have an Adar Sheni, so that Pesach comes out in the spring. If you don't have an Adar Sheni, there's going to be a problem, and Pesach eventually won't come out in the spring. V'hinei Rubam Hiskiru Parshias Shovavim Levad. Many of these earlier sources, which really are very few, maybe he had other Svarim, but we only have like one or two Svarim before 1560, like before the when the Shlach wrote this was probably like 1600, you know, or something. Or no, later. He was writing the Shlach HaKodesh when he was more like 70 years old. So it was more like, 16, whatever it was. Anyway, 1620, 1610. So he's writing this. This is way back. You know, this is old stuff, the Shlach. He's like the oldest. Like, this is the Shlach was like the major seminal, big Talmud Chacham who got into Kabbalah in Europe, sort of like the Chacham Tzvi and stuff, brought Kabbalah Sahari into Europe, which was unusual because really it went to Turkey and, you know, Spain, you know, Mitzrayim, Turkey. And like those were the big places influenced by the Arizal and his Talmidim, but people like the Chacham Tzvi and him, the Shlach HaKodesh brought it to Poland, which was long before. Not, I mean, yeah, it was long before Hasidus. V'hinei Ruben is Kir Parshas Shovavim Levad. Most of them talk about Shovavim, not Shovavim Tat. Aboim Achrehem, Posifu Od B'Yeser Se'es, Od Gam Kin Parshas Tat Truma Tetzava. Moses the tshuva yosifalo od min hashemayim. If a person adds tshuva, so then Hashem will add more tshuva, you know, that he can do min hashemayim, and you know, abolitet li taher, to be made tahar poschemlo. Al kain ani kore shem l'drusha gadol zeh kol parshis elu shovavim tat. Therefore, I call this drusha shovavim tat, and he's going to explain why here. I'm just going to read a little more in Hebrew for those people who are listening to the recordings, or for those of you that are here who are like a little frustrated with the Hebrew because you don't speak Hebrew or read Hebrew, etc., you know, or my diction is no good for you, or I'm going too fast, I apologize. I'm just going to do the best I can so that we have the whole picture. This piece over here in the Shlach is really only about 20 more lines. It's not that much. I'll just read the whole piece. Vata hinani noising tam lama bishnasa ibur meharoy lasas chuva b'yeser b'yoser mishar shanim. I'm going to explain now why, in an ibur yor, in a year that has an extra adar, an adar sheni, it's more proper to do tshuva than in any other year. And this is the ikar inyan of shovavim that the shlah holds of. Rabbi Sein is al amru shnei hamaoros hagadolim.
So I'm going to go back, and I'm going to read the psukim in Bereishis,
okay? So that we know what he's talking about exactly. Okay. On the fourth day, it says, Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Yehi ma'oros, let there be light, things that bring light, Beriki HaShemayim. Lahavdil bin hayom v'en halayla, to separate between the day and night. V'hei la'osis l'ma'adim, and there would be for signs in the sky, and ma'adim to tell us when the holidays are. Really, that's not what it means. Ma'adim means times, you know, appointed times. So in other words, you know, it's spring, it's fall, it's this, it's that. That's pashup shot. L'yamim, and for years, you know, how long the year. Yamim often means years, you know, but here it means days. V'shanim, and years, counting. And they'll light on the ground, they'll bring light on the ground from the sky, okay? From the sky to the ground. And he made the two great lights, okay? As Hamor Hagadol, the bigger light, the big light, the big light for rulership in the day, Besamor Hakaton, and the smaller light, the Memshelas Halayla, for rulership at the night, you know, during the night. That's the moon. Vesakochavim, and the stars. So Rashi says over here, Yehi Ma'aris, Miyom Risha Nivro. These were created on the first day. Well, I thought it says Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker over here, Yom Revi'i, that he created it on the fourth day, right? Which is Wednesday. But Rashi says, no. Miyom Rishon, don't be confused, because Rashi holds that all these days and the things that are created are not meant, Hashem's interest here is not to teach us the order so that we should know the order of things that how they were created. You know, this isn't like a Kabbalah Sefer. We're trying to understand what parts of this is, and what Mida that is, and what you're doing here, and what you're doing there. This is none of our business, how he created the world. It isn't any of our business, because we're not creating any worlds by, you know, we're not creating any chickens. Anybody here create any chickens, you know? So nobody needs to know how to do this, or what order to create the world, etc. It was all, don't think about the order. That's not what's going on here. Hashem's just telling us his greatness, you know, like he says in the first Rashi. You know, he's telling us his greatness, period, for various purposes. One is for Yisrael, etc. So, Miyom Rishon Nivro, everything's really made on the first day, the sun and the moon that he's referring to, these lights. U'barvi'i tziva alehem lehisala lehitalos berkia. And on the fourth day, he puts them in their places. V'chein kol tol d'shmayim v'aretz. And everything that was made in heaven and in earth, Nivro Miyom Rishon, it was created originally in the first day. The Ramban calls it a hiyuli. V'chol echad ve'echad nikva bayom, even though the Ramban's sheet is a little different. V'chol echad ve'echad nikva bayom, shenigzar olav. Hushikosav esa shemayim, l'rabos told us. Same as earth, l'rabos told us, have fine. So then Rashi says, l'havdil ben hayom uvein halayla. Okay? To separate between day and night. Mishenignas or rishon. This refers to the geniza of the light on the first day. Okay? Aval b'shivas yimei bereshis shimshu ha'or. But throughout the 7 days of creation, not six, 7 days of creation, shimshu ha'or, there was this light that Hashem separated out. It was nignas on the first day, but it still sort of shined out through all 7 days, this Oregonus. V'achoshech harishonim yachad, I'm sorry, Shimshu ha'or v'achoshech harishonim yachad bein bayom bein balayla. There was some of this light during the day and during the night. It's a little hard to understand what's he really saying. So then Rashi says, Hamaoris Hagadolim, okay, the two great lights, Shavim Nivru, they were created equal. Okay, they were created, the sun and the moon were the same in the beginning. Two things that we would call like stars, I guess, sun, like the sun, or like the moon, he doesn't say. V'nismata halavana. Now he says that it wasn't that they were both moons and the sun was made great, but rather they were both made gedolim. That's why it says shnei ha'oris ha'gedolim, not just shnei ha'oris, the two lights. They were both like the sun. They were both gedolim, not both like the moon ketanim. They were both like the sun. V'nisma tahalavana, and the moon was shrunk. Al shekitriga, because she sort of complained. The amra, and she said, the moon said, I efshe l'shnei melachim shishtam shubacheser echad. We can't have two kings with one crown, you know. Okay, fine. So that's the introduction to that idea. Keep these things in mind, please. I want to go back, before I go back to the Nisach and the Shlah here, I want to go back just a little bit, and this will help a lot later on. The day before, okay, Tuesday, and Hashem said, Tad she'arz desha esav, let grass grow all over the place, plant green plants all over the place, mazriya zera, that keep growing because they give seed, so that they keep growing. Eitz pri, and trees that are pri, eitz pri meaning, I guess, fruit trees, osa pri, that make fruits, well, that means fruit trees. So what does eitz pri mean? If osa pri means that make fruits, what do you mean fruit trees that make fruits? That doesn't make any sense. So what's going on? And then, so Rashi says, eitz pri she'hetama eitz ketama pri. Eitz pri means trees that are fruit trees. In other words, the whole tree speaks of the fruit. If you eat the wood, it tastes like the fruit, okay? And then he says, osa pri. The pasuk says osa pri means that it makes fruit. Besides being a fruit tree and tasting like the fruit, it makes fruit. Fine. And he makes, and it was so. But it wasn't so. Look in the next pasuk. Doesn't say eitz pri. It says eitz osef pri. Doesn't say fruit trees that make fruit. It says trees that make fruit. Eitz osef pri. Doesn't say eitz pri osef pri. So Rashi says, shehetama eitz ketama pri. Hashem Kaviyacho originally said that it would be trees of fruit, in other words, that taste like the fruit. Eitz ketama pri, v'hilo osisa kein. But she, the earth, okay, just like by the moon it says she, here by the earth it says she, lo osisa kein, she didn't do so. Ella, rather, v'totzia oretz, and it made eitz osa pri. Trees that make fruit, veloha eitz pri, and not trees of fruit. In other words, trees that taste like the fruit. Lefikach, therefore, kishin is kalel adam alavono, when the man, which means adam chava, adam means adam chava, alavono, when the man, the humans, were cursed, so to speak, because of their sin, and they were shrunk. Right, man was originally a giant light that the Malachim thought to say Shira in front of, and now it was, you know, he became, you know, like us, basically. I mean, almost like us. Nifkedagam hi alavona. The earth was also cursed, and therefore the earth was cursed by Avorecha, and, you know, the earth, you know, was changed ever since Adam did the Chet and was given the Klala. Fine. So there's a parallel over here between the Shnei Ma'oros, Birkiyah Shemayim, that were great, and then when it describes how it actually happened, it says he made the big one and the small one. First it calls them great. Why call them great? Why not just call them two Ma'oros? So So you can come up with a pshat, but the Midrash here explains, the Gemara and the Midrash and all the Sfarim explain, like Rashi brings, that it means that one is great and one was made smaller, okay? By the earth, it says, Hashem says, let it be, let it bring out fruit trees that make fruit, meaning they taste like that the tree itself will be a higher level, and instead it came out lower. It came out that the tree, doesn't taste like the fruit. So, and Rashi says that this is all on the first day, even though it says it's on the third day and the fourth day. The fruit tree is on the third day, the sun and the moon on the fourth day. It was really all made on the first day, and Hashem also took away the Or HaGanuz on the first day, but really it's still shown through the all 7 days. And then Rashi says that the reason that it says on the third day and the fourth day was just because Hashem placed them in their places on the third day and the fourth day. So clearly the Maaseh Bereishis is not the way that we understand, because where were these trees? Trees floating in the air? There was no Yabasha yet. Were they floating in the sea? It's hard to envision what was going on if they were all made on the first day, but that's how Rashi explains the Maaseh Bereishis happened. And Rashi doesn't care that we're not going to understand it, because he says clearly it's not to tell you the order over here of what happens and how he made it, because it's really none of our business. Okay? He has other purposes. There are lessons from each of these things that he says. Now I'm going to go back to the Shlo. And you'll see, if you hold this all together, you'll see that as we go on, it's going to all pan out and explain exactly what Shovavim's about in a way that is, to me, very relevant in my behavior. Rashi. Vihine Rabbeinu Zal, it says Amru, Shnei ha-ma'oros ha-gdolim, the two great ma'oros, Chama u'levana shavim nivru'u, they were, the Gemara and Chulin, were created the same, ha'yim shtam shem b'cheser echad, and they were both using the same crown. Ba'achakach mechamas ha-kitrug, Amar la-kadosh baruch hu, because of the kitrug, Hashem said to the moon, l'chi, go, u'mati, and shrink, es atzmech, yourself. Vihine Rabbeinu Zal dibru chama, Chachamim there are referring to, the way that they're speaking is about the sun and the moon that we see. Avo, but, romzim l'chama ulevana ha'ayonim, u'gavoa mi'al-gavoa. They're referring to the chama ulevana, the sun and the moon ha'ayonim, that our sun and moon are just symbolic of. U'gavoa mi'al-gavoa. This is with the lashon, gavoa mi'al-gavoa is the lashon that the Shlo refers to, when he talks about the basic midas hachesed, midas hagevura, that's the letter yud and the letter hey, and then they're joined together in the vav, and then they're expressed in the final hey. You know, he talks about this in many places in the Shlo. Gavoa mi'al gavoa, and this is the four, how the Shlo explains the four yesodas, right? There are four yesodas. Mayim, Ofer, and Ruach. Okay? I'm not doing them in the proper order. But that's the basic order. There's four, that's the basic, those are the four Yesodas. There's fire, there's water, there's like air, sort of, wind, Ruach, we say, and earth, you know, dirt, solids. Let's just put it that, you know, as solids. So, and that's what these things are, he's saying that they're related to. Od noda v'nisparsim b'sifreim, I'm sorry, kamavur l'chachmi ha-mekubolim, like is explained by the chachmi ha-mekubolim, and he refers you to Eitz Chaim Shar Miyot HaYareach Perak Aleph. Good luck with that. Od noda v'nisparsim b'sifreim, then it's explained in their Sfarim further, it's only a few more lines, ki mikoch inyan kitrug hazeh, because of this kitrug of the moon, nimshach lamata kitrug aklipa hu ayetzahara hu asatan hayoridim aktiva olam akatreg. This is related to the yetzahara's creation and how the yetzahara gets mingled into the world. Okay, I thought that it was all about Adam eating from the Eitz HaDaas. No, that the Yetzirah is like brought down in the lower levels into the world, where instead of a cheshbon of emes and sheker, our cheshbon is tov and ra, and we bring in our das, and you know, when you bring your das in, you get gehak tzaras. I thought that's the pshat, that it was from the Yetzirah das. I didn't think it was because the moon and the sun shrinking here. What, you know? So, but that's what he says. We're trying to put this together. Hang on. What I'm going to basically come out with is each one is reflecting the other, okay, in its own way, and they're all the same thing in just different levels. That's basically what's going to come out of this. What does this have to do with Shovavim? Ula Asid Yihyeh, in the future, it will be Or HaLavana Ki Or HaChama, like it says in Yeshaya Lamed, Pasuk Chavav. The sun of the moon will be like the sun, the or, the light of the Levana, of the moon, will be like the light of the sun. In other words, Nisbatlu HaKlipus, everything that came about through this shrinking of the moon will be, you know, Nisbatel, will be no longer. V'yiyu kulam yodim es Hashem, and everyone will know God. V'lo yiyah yetzer hara, and there won't be a yetzer hara, a relevant yetzer hara. The yetzer hara will no longer be relevant, okay? I don't think he means that there won't be. I think the Sforim say that it'll still exist in some way. It's just, it'll be killed. In other words, it'll be like meat instead of a live animal. This has to do with the shechita of the, what's his name, of the Levyasim. Va'ata, look where he talks about that also, you'll see. Va'ata odiacha, now I'm going to tell you. Im lo yihye inyan miyata yareach, lo haya olamim shum ibor. If not for the shrinking of the moon, there would not be ibor yor. We would not have a 13th month, Adar Sheni. It wouldn't exist. Ki bevadayim hoyu mishtamshim b'cheser echad, if the sun and the moon were equal, meaning mishtamish b'cheser echad, using one crown, that they're equal, both giving the same message, they would both have 364 and a half.